More than 65 years ago, the Supreme Court ruled that separate but equal schools are unconstitutional. The reality is, even today, many schools remain segregated, and each year, the Department of Education gives millions of dollars to schools to address the problem. WPLN's Mariba Knight spent a year reporting at one school in Nashville, Tennessee, and she explains how that money works.
It's a Friday assembly at Warner Arts Magnet Elementary School in East Nashville. In the spring of 2019, a very different time, I know. Kids are filing into the school auditorium. The school's principal, Ricky Gibbs, lip-syncs and dances to the music. There's so much energy in this room, but it also feels cavernous. The 30-foot ceilings and the massive stage, such a big space. So few kids.
Good afternoon, boys and girls.
Gibbs is a supercharge of spirit and hope that this school hasn't had in years. When he arrived in the winter of 2018, Warner had so few students, it was getting harder and harder to justify keeping the school open. It had a staff turnover rate nearly twice the district average, and its academics were in the doldrums. But Gibbs is planning what could be the most ambitious school turnaround in district history. His goal is to take Warner from one of the lowest performing schools in Tennessee to one of the best.
We're going to get it together.
The driving force behind all this is a federal grant through the Magnet Schools of America program. When the school first got this grant, Warner was 92% black and 93% of its students lived in poverty. And it had become so racially isolated that it needed these white kids to desegregate it. With this new infusion of cash and a new magnet school title, Warner planned to enrich the school with tons of cool stuff. Arts programs, Chinese drumming lessons, dance classes.
This is the only elementary school that's a public school that has a dance program.
It was all to make Warner appeal to white families. But this was easier said than done, because the perception most white families had of this school isn't good. Carol Bain, a first-grade teacher, has taught at Warner for 23 years.
You know, I've had instances on the playground with neighborhood people. Our kids are zoned for there. I will never send my kids to that school. Point blank to your face.
But Principal Gibbs was determined to change the narrative. So he got to work, and the school began a meteoric rise. Behavior issues dropped dramatically, attendance improved, the kids' academics started to surge faster than almost every other elementary school in the district. And Gibbs started recruiting white parents like crazy, scheduling tours every day, all day.
My car, on that card, you'll see my Twitter, Instagram, okay. My cell phone, office line, email.
And it was working. White families started taking interest, like Aaron Mock.
Warner's still our favorite for a lot of reasons. We just felt so much excitement and energy.
And Heather Wood.
Sure, there are some convenience sacrifices. There might be some social awkwardness sacrifices at points, but it's worth it to me.
But there is a deeper tension to all of this, especially for teachers like Angela Moore, who has taught at Warner for nearly 30 years. Moore said she appreciated all the new resources, but something about all of it nagged at her.
Are you investing in these kids, or are you investing in the kids to come? We have a wonderful Fuse lab. It's a science lab, brand spanking new.
She pointed down the hall toward the new lab with 3D printers and computers. There's also that new dance studio, all thanks to the federal magnet money.
Are we selling it to these kids, the kids that are here now? Or are we selling it to the parents that are coming in that we want to recruit their child to be here?
Warner's black students are benefiting from this, and they're already starting to thrive. But it took the promise, the potential of luring white students that may finally save Warner. And then, in the midst of all of this, COVID-19 changed everything.
This is Dr. Adrienne Battle calling to inform you that schools will remain closed in response to the public health emergency caused by COVID-19.
Warner's budget was slashed by more than $200,000. Tours were halted. community events stopped. In the end, fewer than 10 white students applied to Warner for the fall 2020 school year. Regardless, it's progress. This year, Warner is 77% black and 11% white. And the school has another 2 years left on the federal magnet grant, which means that Principal Gibbs is still hopeful, still determined that he can convince enough white families that Warner is worth saving. For Here and Now, I'm Mariba Knight in Nashville.
And Mariba's story is an excerpt from The Promise, a podcast from Nashville Public Radio.